Hi, can you please state your name, major, age, and occupation?
My name is Ronak Shaw. I'm an electrical engineer major. My occupation is a student at the University of Maryland. And I'm 19 years old.
How much on a daily basis do you operate mobile technology?
On a daily basis, I probably use, well, first of all, mobile technologies involves probably laptops, cell phones, iPods, or MP3 players. So there's a lot of things that incorporate into mobile technology. So on a daily basis, I probably use out of the 16 hours, 16 to 18 hours I'm awake, I'm probably using mobile technology for about a good 8 to 10, 12, 8 to 12 hours a day.
What kind of mobile technology do you prefer? A BlackBerry, an Android, a smartphone, or any other 3G network phone do you have? Or do you have any at all?
I would definitely prefer any Android-based phone, just simply because I'm a fan of Google and their operating system is a lot. It's user-friendly, and it also allows you to ex it has it has it allows you to expand. I feel like operating systems like BlackBerry and iPhone, they're all really closed, so you can't really do necessarily what you want to do. You can customize in so many different ways. There's so many apps on Android that you can do whatever you want. You can get into the system. You can get into the system of the phone to make it do what you want. There are no restrictions on Android phones, so that's definitely a reason why I would choose that over any other.
What apps do you depend on?
On a daily basis, I definitely rely on texting, weather, email, voicemail. But on a currency note, I'll use other apps like Pandora, Shazam, things that allow me to use the phone in a more widespread way. The music app. The Wi-Fi app, a bunch of apps that allow you to do more with your phone.
And what would it take for you to download apps that are not necessarily like popular or really expensive? Would you allow them to, would you like them to be cheaper, made free, or some kind, or incorporate them sometime, or incorporate them somehow into your daily life?
I think the way that apps are now for the apps that you have to pay for, I think it's a great way for an entrepreneur to, it's basically a great way to start a business. Making an app and having people to pay to use them, I don't think that should be abandoned. Or personally, I don't mind paying for an app because, it's worth it. It ends usually the apps that you have to pay for are apps that are, either a game or something that, is made by a big company that, it ends up being useful. So I don't necessarily mind having to pay for apps.
And what do you think is the future for all these apps? How can they change the future?
I mean, you can definitely see a trend even now towards, apps being able to do basically, anything that a computer can. So it's gonna, I feel like it's apps will eventually lead allow you to do basically what you can do on any PC. For instance, nowadays, like you can create presentation slides, view presentation slides, edit Word documents, attach in the email, send them to people right from your phone. So again, it's you definitely see a trend even now going towards, making that cell phone that fits in your pocket do everything that, a full-size laptop could do.
Thank you.